Australia's coldest months are on the way, but they may not be as chilly as usual. Forecasters say it's going to be a relatively warm winter across the country this year, with the Weather Bureau's long-range forecasts for June to August showing we're likely heading into an El Niño climate pattern. That's typically associated with heat and drought. The forecast also shows southern Western Australia and southeastern parts of the country will get less rain than average. Now, that might sound worrying, especially for places that have already faced a dry year so far, like parts of New South Wales and eastern Tasmania. But BOM senior climatologist Caitlin Minnie says there are no signs it will be unusually dry for any region.
We are keeping in mind the potential for the further increase in those rainfall deficiencies and carefully monitoring those regions.
And there's still expected to be some rain at the start of winter, with the dry weather likely to kick in later in the season.
The current forecast for June is no strong signal, but for July, that's where we start to see that signal emerge across parts of the south and the east.
The prediction of drier weather comes at a time when parts of South Australia have been dealing with drought. But now, many farmers are welcoming green shoots after recent rain. Steph Schmidt is a farmer and psychologist based in the mid-north of the state.
There is definitely a feeling of a lot more optimism and hope, I guess, at the moment. Everyone's always cautious, I guess. There's never really a clear this is the end of the drought. But I think in terms of for livestock, there's definitely the feed there, which is really positive.
There are plenty of factors playing into the weather, not just that El Niño pattern. Southern WA, which has the strongest chance of a dry winter, is unlikely to be affected by El Niño, with climate change more likely the stronger driver there. All these varying factors mean it can be quite a challenge to predict the weather, especially months in advance. But when it comes to temperatures, the winter outlook is looking clear.
It's very likely that for most of Australia that both maximum and minimum temperatures will be above average for the winter season.
Drier than average conditions and warmer than average temperatures are bad news for snow lovers. But the BOM's Caitlin Minnie says there's still hope for the slopes.
Snow levels can change rapidly based on just one system, like a frontal system coming through, as long as there's enough rainfall and the temperatures are cool enough for it to be snowing.
Before the BOM officially declares an El Niño, it needs to see both the ocean and the atmosphere reach certain thresholds. That hasn't happened yet, but it's expected that call will come this winter.